There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode is sponsored by QM Press InstaBoil 4-in-1 Taps. QM Press is an Irish company that specializes in instant boiling taps, sinks, and accessories. So yes, you've heard it. That's hot, cold, filtered water, and boiling water in all in one tap. That's www.qmpress.ie. Welcome to the Two Culchies podcast. I'm Alan Cawley.
And I'm Kieran Corrigan.
And we are the
Two Culchies.
Yahoo, yahoo.
Alan, you're very serious there, the way you come in. Like,
welcome to the Two Culchies.
Well, I'm trying to get on
podcast.
Radio here, Kieran, aren't
oh,
I?
Oh, like, God. Yeah. Look, you're not on it yet, Alan.
No, I'm not.
We'll
trying.
Get you there. We'll get you there. We'll get you there.
Listen to us every week for the Culchie Crack. We'll have a guest or two on and.
They're brilliant guests we've lined up. Absolutely brilliant guests. And Shaluk, what more would you want with the two of us? And
we're raw as ropes, but we're your pure ropes.
Hopefully we'll be in your ears when you're out walking, bouncing, doing whatever you're doing.
Doing the couch
you know, that
to
kind
5K.
Of way.
And
Yeah.
Make sure to share as well. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Share.
Can you believe it's episode 5?
Oh, stop, Alan. I don't know where I am, to be honest. 5. That's where we are. We're 5.
You're in Dublin.
I know, I'm in Dublin, up in the big dub. Episode 5, where are the weeks going?
I don't know, like it's just, without sounding like an owl one or my mother, which I have turned into my mother, I've turned into a 62-year-old woman. Sorry, ma'am, to give away your age. I think she stopped listening anyway.
Okay,
last year, remember she was giving out about me cursing too much?
She tuned out, so she did. Yeah. She said I couldn't be dealing with that.
And she was mortified when she was down in Peg's pub in Portlaoise and someone said something about what was said in the podcast.
Did they, honestly?
Like, don't be airing your dirty laundry on that, oh, on that thing.
Don't have my, I'm frozen, Alan, I tell you. I think it's the tiredness and everything because I'm only back from Africa. And we should be really on episode 6, but like it was a very dramatic week. Like for me, I was literally on the plane on the way to Doha, bought Wi-Fi, which was crap, on the plane. Realised Orna was in hospital with withdrawals from me. She ended up in the hospital. And then I got...
It's like someone coming off heroin.
I know, yeah. And then I got... everyone needs a bit of KC every day, so to do. Vitamin K, I call myself.
Jesus.
But basically, you ended up... You ended up cancelling the podcast last week because... I wanted a break.
And I said, like,
didn't.
You're the magic sauce in this burger. So, like, why would we take that out?
Jesus, that a compliment, Alan.
As much as you'll get.
Did you miss me?
Do you know what I'd compare it to? Do you know when you go to the cinema and you have popcorn and you get a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth? It's really annoying and you spend the half hour trying to get rid of it and when it's gone, you miss it. You don't know what to be doing. So,
I'm a kernel.
A popcorn kernel stuck in me premolar.
Okay. I'll pop. But come here, what was I going to say?
So we've no guest on now because, look, we wanted to regroup.
Well, unless there's Casper, the friendly ghost, sitting in the middle of the studio.
Well, for Halloween
there.
Coming up, it'd be grand.
Hi, Casper.
Oh, do you think that's what it goes?
We have no
like...
guest, lads, because Alan missed me so much. He wanted me all to himself tonight, and we're going to chat all things about Africa, how I got on out there, how much he missed me, and then other talking of things we're going to chat about, Alan.
But, yeah, so just to tell the listeners... we've been recording each episode a week ahead, so we're always having one in the bank. So what, with that, we kind of wanted to avoid anything that was really current topics, because it's playing the week and
but
a half.
Now, and I love
that the current podcast will be out, it will be all delayed and out of date.
It's going to be fresh now this week.
But now it's fresh, so we can talk about what's going on in the news.
You have a lovely kitchen table.
Well, look.
You mentioned it.
That was a nice little segue in there, wasn't it?
You're missing it on every... You mention it on every podcast that we've done.
Yeah, well, look,
episodes.
I might as well go on the fifth episode. The exact same table as they have on this morning. So the show that Phil and Holly that you have, and all we know now that Phil the Dirty Bollocks got the heave-ho.
No, that's... In my opinion, I think wrong. A bit harsh now what you're after saying. Like, you know, there's always more to it and all that kind of stuff.
No, but like, Dirty Bollocks isn't a crime.
But what did he do?
He was perving on a young intern and the thing. Like, nothing illegal about it.
Yeah, not an illegal.
Yeah, that's a Dirty Bollocks, though. If someone had an affair down the town, would you not call them, oh, that's a Dirty Bollocks?
I'd say it's none of my business.
Cute and you're shite, your nosy out.
Ah, trifle on it.
Anyway, look. He had his way with the old intern. The intern was happy to be taken... up the wazoo for the job, I don't know, and the free taxis and whatever else he got off Phil. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Sure, he got a few bob here and there.
But poor old Holly.
But Holly threw him under the bus. She was the one that kind of got, it was the catalyst, and they were best friends.
I was out in Africa and all this was kicking off, and like, I read somewhere that, I actually don't even know the whole story, but someone was actually going to murder her.
So there was a murder plot.
Yeah.
This buckos living in the old fucking annex at the back of his parents. Oddball. basically had a murder plot against her. So he had like, I don't know, had he written?
I was watching that Katie. Is it Katie Hopkins? You know, she's the loudmouth one. And
yeah, I kind of, she's a bit of my guilty pleasure.
And mine lately as well. And mine lately.
Even though she's very wrong
but
in what she
said. Stuff she'd up about Holly Willoughby today, she was out walking. She's like, oh, I have a stalker behind me. Oh, he's stalking me. And you're kind of like, obviously, it's not bullshit because the guards were after being involved and all that kind of stuff. And the person was arrested. They're obviously going to go to prison. Like, they had a complete plot that they were going to murder.
Well, I wonder
like
how real the plot was. Like, or
Alan, it doesn't make a difference.
No, I'm wondering, was he going to actually follow through, I wonder, or not?
Just imagine so. Like, you don't go to people, there's mad people out there, and he could have been obsessed with Philip. And he was. Philip. And he could have been obsessed with Philip and the whole shebang. But now, look, the only thing I know of it all anyway, Holly, she's not going to go broke.
No, but do you know what?
I feel bad for the two of them.
I kind of nearly feel bad for Phil.
Would you throw me under the bus?
100%. I'd step over your dead body to get ahead.
See, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you would.
That's why we're different people.
See, I seem nicer at face value than you do, but it's the other way around then.
How do you mean by that?
Like, as in people who think you're more of an old bollocks than me.
Yeah.
When the meet is first, because I'm nicer.
When I actually shared with one of the lads last week in South Africa, they were like in a 2-bed apartment, and like I shared with him. And like, I knew when I met him that his perception of me was different. And I get this a lot, because like, I know on Instagram I can be loud, I can be out there, blah, blah, whatever.
And in person.
And like, but he actually said to me about the Wednesday night or the Thursday night in, he was kind of like, I actually, I have to say, I really like you. And he was like that, his opinion of me was completely different to what it was on screen. And I was like, I'm actually a really, really genuinely lovely person. I'm even camera tonight, aren't I?
Yeah.
Such an amazing week, honest God. It'd make you actually think.
But the answer to your question, I would step over you to get out.
Well, Alan, I wouldn't step over you now, but to be honest, I'd reverse over you now, you fucker. And
poor deer that you got the last week.
Stop the deer. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Does that ever come up in your nightmares or dreams?
No, but it did frighten me, and it's weird. But I think all things happen for a reason. Because do you know what? I am now a lot more cautious, especially when I'm going through forestry parts of the road around. I'm like, Bambi jumps out here now and sticks in front of the Berlingo. Do you know that kind of way? So look, maybe
back on topic now anyway. Holly.
Holly's gone. She's out to Gap. Good luck. Is she doing Dancing with the Stars? I don't know.
Dancing on Ice.
However it is. I don't think she's going to be doing it. But she, I think it's sad, to be honest. And I think it was a pure witch hunt from the time of the Queen's funeral.
Well, people
the
are
press
waiting
never,
for them.
No, Alan, let me finish. Stop interrupting me, please.
You've
the
interrupted
press,
me so
the
many
press
times.
Never, ever let up off them. They literally latched onto the two of them and wanted to destroy them. But I also do think as well that Philip has a book coming out. And I think she's getting out of the public view before the book.
Before, yeah, the revelations.
Yeah,
I think I've heard that. Yeah,
I think before the book comes out, I believe there was a murder thing to her because obviously the police were involved and they're not going to waste their time doing that.
Yeah.
But like, I do believe that with the book and everything coming out, and he did say he's going to speak on it. So I think the right decision for her was to literally step away. So
yeah.
Like, he got paid like 300,000 or 400,000, wasn't it, to walk away. He got like a bonus kind of thing to walk away. So like, I'd say she's easily, after getting over 1 million+, like, and she's going to be snapped up for another show. Like,
the BBC are mad after.
Where's Ryan?
Oh, Jesus. I couldn't see him go on that.
Well, I think now, and not stopping you, I, honest to God, think Ryan is missed off the late. Haven't looked at it since. I looked at it one night and I was like, I don't know now about this.
Do you miss him, do you?
I miss him.
Everyone was calling for his blood at one stage as well.
Ah, what?
They were.
That's always with the papers again, and the press went
after.
No,
it was everyone as well on Twitter.
Ah, what did he do? He took a brown envelope. Would you take a brown envelope?
Yeah, 100%.
I take 100% brown envelope. Take a look.
Just wouldn't be caught.
You're always going to get caught. No,
I know, always. It's the amount of people we don't know that was taking
envelopes. You're a shly old dog. You are there, I tell you.
Schlieveen.
But what do you think of the whole Holly thing?
I think now she's had her comeuppance, because even... Well, Phil was in the wrong. She was meant to be best friends with him, and she threw him under the bus.
Yeah, but Alan, it's not as simple as that.
She made it about her.
She didn't.
She did. She got ticked that he never told her about what was coming up about his brother being a pedo.
Well,
she made that about her.
If you were sharing a sofa with someone and working with them for 14 years and both your
career, I know, but you need
both your careers excelled together, where you were doing like the morning, that show this morning, then they were doing
the ice
thing.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go to your boss though and say it's them or me.
But you don't know she done
she
that.
Did.
So you
no,
she no,
that was confirmed. ITV confirmed
the Sun
the
paper.
No, ITV.
Hey, Alan, I don't know about that now, to be honest.
Jesus, you love being negative
about other. I like them. I think the two of them are really good, and I don't think it's like they were gold. Like, you hit gold with the two of them on the couch, like, you know, and they're giggling and laughing. And all that,
yeah,
kind of
it
stuff,
only lasted so long
that
though. I thought they were very
back.
Good.
The Alison Hammond, like, on it, she's like, it's a forest, and Dermot is sitting there like, I don't know, he doesn't know what's going on, and. The other one from JLS or JBS or whatever, what was her name?
Rochelle Hughes Rochelle, from the Saturdays.
Davis to pieces, you know.
She's not from JLS.
Whoever, your man's from JLS or wherever they're from. Do you know that kind
Marvin
of
Marvin the fella.
Oh, Marvin Garvin, go away from me. It's like, do you know, no. They're going to be missed, and do you know, to show. And the thing about it is all the views plummeted when he left, and they're going to plummet further now. They're going to be missed, I tell you.
Yeah, but they're plummeting because of what he did as well and what she was doing. That was, and because the left was partly because of what was going on as
wonder
well.
Wonder if it was RTE at the Late Late Show.
No, the Late Late's doing all right.
Has
still.
It gone up or down? Or they're probably buying views.
We'll see. It was gone down.
Probably buying views.
It was gone very down with Ryan though at the end. It was. Sure, I work in that in advertising. I could see the ratings.
I would have loved to be on the Late Late
Show.
Oh,
well, sure, look. Yeah. You'll never get that now, yeah, will
can
you?
Can you see the advertising?
I can see the ratings.
Stop.
Yeah. Sure, work in an advertising agency. So I can go in the system and click them all up.
Stop.
Yeah.
Just send his own name picture,
sure. Anyone can get them, like.
Can you?
Yeah, well, like.
I'm going to try Googling.
You can't Google them. But, like, they send them out every week, the ratings for, like, big shows.
Yeah, come here. Did you get into Big Brother?
No, sure. I'm obviously here.
No, like, get into watching it.
Oh.
yeah, would you go on?
No, I didn't bother because Love Island and all that. That
yeah,
was
yeah,
too much
you
of a commitment.
On Love Island last year.
Didn't flop
you
at
did
it.
You were starting it. Off so good with you and everyone was loving your commentary, and then you lost interest in the whole you'd be like that now. I'm like that a little bit, like we start off really strong in something, then we can be kind of like come be arsed now, you know, like.
It's just a big commitment, you know.
It is though that's
yeah,
every night
yeah so I was like no, I can't get into Big Brother now, even though I would like it. Seemingly it's good, people are saying it's very good.
You're watching it, Ferg. Yeah, you said it's good. Yeah, so what channel is it on?
Virgin Media 2. Yeah, I that earlier.
I need to get Sky sourced and going over to get Sky done this week, because the Dirty Air was €45 a month and it's €100 after coming out of my account because they're a contract.
Oh, Jesus. You may sort that.
Yeah, sorted fairly rapidly.
Come here, have you been? Did you see what's going on with Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith?
Here.
What?
I don't know
is
what's
going
on with them. Like, you know, I thought.
Seemingly they've been kind of half separated the last how many years?
I thought it was like an open marriage.
But then seemingly she had an affair, but then she won't stop going on about Tupac.
Who's Tupac? He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah, but that was her ex, and she's still in love with him, and she never stops
but
going
she,
on
did
about
you see,
him.
She said something the other day that, like, she never saw Will or something. And the papers again took it up that, like, she never actually saw Will. But what she means is she never saw this version of Will. And then when he slapped your man at the Grammys, that basically, that was a big PR stunt anyway in the whole spang.
I don't think that was a PR stunt.
It was 100%. Who's going to get up a career like that and slap the head off someone on the stage in front of the whole world?
So yeah, but it's, why would they do that willingly?
I don't know, yeah, maybe
she
should have.
But what was her saying? She never saw that side to him. Did she like to see it?
I don't know, but they're like, they're gone since 2016, she's saying. Jesus. But I think they're a bit weird. You know, they can, look, they have an open relationship, more looked to them.
But, would they just come out and say they either do or they don't? Because they're kind of skirting around.
Why have they come out and say it?
Because they're coming out and saying other stuff.
Yeah, but sure, they're getting press out of it.
Yeah, but she does her round table talk, which
yeah,
is
but sure,
like
he probably has, it's like the, it's the best, it's like the Furies. Me and Orna were talking about this the other night, right?
Well, Orna's like
mad into Tommy
out.
Fury. That, oh, I'm the same, I'm Orna. No. I said, Orna, imagine Bonnie come home to us now and said, I'm marrying one of the Furies. I said, oh, love us. They caused such a scene, like the father was biting at the match, or even, but that's like that Jaden Will, whoever her face is, that they like. They're causing this. She done that. I tell you, I ain't gone mad into energy and all this stuff lately. She done that whole thing. She did that whole thing for the simple fact that she's trying to create the spotlight on them at the minute because they have something else coming.
Yeah. See, it's a negative spotlight. That's the only
thing.
So
what everyone loves, bad news. People
I know, but
it.
It's kind of like...
Thrive.
It's just kind of, they're giving tidbits of what's going on, but then not the full story. And it's kind of like either give us everything
because
or nothing.
Because looks like us are here sitting talking about it. And that's
I know,
the reason
but we talk
it.
About with the full story as well.
For sure, I don't know the full story.
She'd never have married him. But did she not say she was crying on the wedding day as well?
Ah, sure, I've seen someone like that before and they were divorced and a couple of months later.
Do you know?
But sure, maybe, but half of them big...
Was Orna Ball on your wedding day?
I don't think it was.
I cried
at the top of the altar. Yeah, it's very emotional.
No, I'm not on about that crying. Like
cry
she cried as in she was thinking she was going to regret it.
She's absolutely sure. She blessed to marry me as blessed. I am her. You know that kind of way. Too blessed to be stressed. Dave, what you call it? Did you cry on your wedding day?
No.
Honestly, did Peter?
No. Wouldn't we be criers?
Creators.
But just, like, it's not everyone's watching. It's different on that. Like, yeah. You know.
You're 5 years married soon, Alan.
Yeah, this week.
We're only gone 5 years.
No, it's not a competition.
Alan, it's not a competition.
I know, but like, you're making it.
I literally said we're 5 years married. You're 5 years married.
But what were you saying is what it?
Time flies.
Is what it?
What was it?
You were like, is that it?
Is it this week? Like,
it's this week. Like, this Thursday.
Not too bad. So yeah. She's this good lad sticky for 5 years now because...
Well, 11 years.
You definitely have OCD as well because when I came in here this evening, you were making a cup of tea. I'm freezing. They won't even give me a blanket here to keep myself warm.
Well, you don't be coming in shorts and a t-shirt.
But look, that's me. I have anxiety. I'm not able for clothes tight to me.
Well, then you may suffer the consequences of that.
See, if it was anyone else, but a normal, decent person, they'd give me a little blanket to put onto me. But
you're not sitting in the smoking area now and so William Street looking for the blanket for your knees. You don't even know where South William Street is, do you?
A clue.
Jesus,
no.
You don't know nothing.
I was up here in Dublin today out in Kleinie and I'd put everything into my satin. I've the whole lot. Even
but Kleinie's not easy to come
and
get.
I went out and got McDonald's because you wouldn't feed me.
So why would I be feed? You barely feed myself.
I know, yeah. I nearly begged for a cup of tea.
You've had two.
There were two lovely cups of tea. And you know what? I didn't give out with the mug, even though I absolutely hate the mug.
That's because you're after coming from
then
South Africa.
Then I texted from South Africa and I was like, Alan, I'm actually never going to give out with your mugs again.
Yeah, we'll give you 3 weeks.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, it was a mad week.
But can we get into something? What else is going on as well first?
Right. You're holding out for me here and I'm dying to talk about
Africa. I know, but you're like, I want to get me a few bits in
right,
first. And then I can go off. I can go off upstairs with Pete for a while you fill everyone in on Africa.
Come on.
South Africa. Have to comment on what's happening with Israel and Palestine at the minute. You're afraid now to go on
no,
about
I'm
it,
No, I'm not,
are
because
you?
I tell you, and I'm not going to lie to you, I can't watch it. Orna turned around to me in the bed last night and she literally hit me.
Why are you hitting me?
She was like, she showed me a building collapsing like last night or something. They blew up like two or three big buildings and like they literally crumbled down with like innocent people inside it. And lads, it's just, the world is a greedy, monstrous place with just greedy owl fuckers, God forgive me, I was going to say something else there. It's all money and it's just so sad. And like, I'll speak about Africa then as well. Like, but having seen a bit of that out there, I'm a changed person coming back. Yeah. Honest to God. And I'm actually even calmer.
Yeah, a bit actually, yeah. To be fair. But it's really, and obviously it's such a difficult topic to cover because like, it's really contentious and like...
That's a big word.
It's not a big word. It's just, it's really hard...
Mean?
like it's kind of like contentious. Is very like there's like I suppose there's arguments from both sides and people. Yeah, kind of like so trying to talk about it kind of factually and everything. But like I suppose Ireland and Northern Ireland is only a fraction.
I watched Belfast coming back on the plane, so I understand that a little bit more now.
Interrupted, but you know, like that barely covers any of it. But it's really contentious because like obviously with Ireland, Northern Ireland, you can kind of have a fraction of what's going on, but it's like whether people are like pro-Israel or pro-Palestine, yeah, you can just know there's like deaths.
You need to break it down now because you're getting lost here now, to be honest.
How am I getting lost?
You're going the long way around it. So like it's basically someone is trying to take over the Gaza Strip.
No, it's not.
No, okay.
So basically back World War II,
yeah,
just before that, in the early 40s, that whole country was, there was no Israel, it was just Palestine.
Right.
And then everything that happened with all the Jewish people being dispersed all over Europe and what happened with the Holocaust and how many millions died and emigrated all over the world, the Jewish people were dispersed. And obviously, traditionally and historically, they all hailed from in around the Israel-Palestine area as it is. So after World War II, obviously, they felt that they needed a motherland, a homeland. So they went, now this is me obviously getting some facts wrong. I'm going to talk like not too factual. But came there to create a Jewish state called Israel, but it's where Palestine was. So it started off little pockets of Israel. And then from like the 40s to the 60s, they had taken over most of that land. And when you think then there was Palestinians living there. Mm-hmm. So they were forced out and they were moved into. So now there used to be the West Bank and Gaza, and Gaza is just a little strip of land in Israel on the Mediterranean coast. That's where most Palestinians
Who's doing all the bombing and all that stuff?
Both sides. So basically, they've been back and forth over the years. Hamas are a terrorist group belonging to the Palestinian side, and then you have the Israeli army, and there's been back and forth all over the years.
They're fighting over the strip.
No, they're not fighting over the strip. It's the Palestinians, the Hamas, on behalf of the Palestinians, are fighting for all their land back, and then the Israelis are defending their land because they said that's historically theirs. And it's been kind of on and off, whatever. But then out of nowhere, Hamas, there was that festival in Israel, and then Hamas just like paraglided in and attacked a load Israelis and people in kibbutz. And
how do you mean paraglided in? Just like dropping bombs?
No, paraglided in. Do you know those like paragliders? So they came in over the border in the air and dropped down with machine guns and attacked people.
Oh my God.
And it was attacking innocent people. Kids. And then, but like, I suppose the Israeli army over the years have been attacking innocent people too. So then obviously people are saying Israel have a right, but like, I think
two wrongs don't make a right. You know, that kind of way.
Exactly. But I think like it was particularly horrific because it was like babies were beheaded in the kibbutz in Israel and all this. Like
just
last week. Yeah.
Jeez, that's mental.
Then the Gaza Strip, all the power and water have been cut off and food gone into it because it's like landlocked. So it's just like both sides. It's just horrific. But people are either pro-Israel, pro-Palestine, and people are around on Twitter over it, and then there's like protests for either or, and it's just getting very, as you said, the big word for you, contentious.
Contentious, getting hard. But like,
so I can see like there's right and wrongs on both sides and this and that. It's just horrific. It's like, it'll never be an issue that's fixed in our lifetime or the generation after.
But you know what, Alan, and I know, it's horrific and again, over I'm there, saying like, this, but like, there's someone who can fix that, and like, there's just people who don't want to fix it because I don't know. Like, I got that text there to my phone yesterday.
It'll never be fixed either side, unless it'll only be fixed for the Palestinians if all the Jewish people and Israelis leave that area and give all that land back, as they think. And then the Jewish people will be like, if the Palestinians just stay where they are now and don't give out about it anymore.
I got that email to my phone yesterday telling me that I'm ready for my new COVID booster. My new COVID booster and my winter flu book yoke.
Why are you jumping from that?
And I'm telling you, no, but I was having a conversation with someone today about this. Look, my HSC, you're ready for your autumn booster and your new on the next COVID vaccine.
Are you going to get it?
No.
Not bothered.
And I was all for it, like, and then everything. But like, the more people I'm talking to, I'm like, I don't know, lads. But like, I don't know whether it's the week I'm after having or something, but I think I think a lot of these things are staged to wipe out some of the population.
Ah, no, you're not getting all Jim Core on me now, are you?
I'm telling you, stop. I think they're done to wipe out the population.
I
remember when I worked in a place in Mullingar years and years ago, I was young, young, and there was a woman. And like, they'd all be like, oh, here's this wick coming or whatever. Like, and she would talk to, and she told me that seven families controlled the world.
I'm not getting into this.
Alan, I actually think now, would you agree with me, Ferg? Okay. She told me that like seven families control the world. Alan, think of it. Somebody has to plot.
There's a lot of people or a lot of families that have a lot of power in the world. I'd agree with that.
100%.
Like, I don't go down the rabbit hole of conspiracy theories
Alan,
either.
There's
like,
somebody somewhere. You don't tell me that like all their power and everything in America and all this kind of stuff. And I said, come on, like last year, like the war in Ukraine, you know, like that's still fucking going on. But the media aren't covering it at all.
Which there's always a fatigue
because
with any
they
stuff
got to
like
move
that,
the population out of it, Alan, and like a lot of the population got wiped. So like now there's nothing about it. Like, and
because the news move on and there's something else and people ignore things.
Yeah, because they're told to move on, Alan.
They're not told.
Alan, they are. It's all, I'm telling you.
Where are your sources and where are your facts?
No, I'm not. But like, think of it, Alan.
I'm thinking of it.
Think of the papers, like, and all that kind of stuff and everything.
But that's
in the media.
What happens with news. People get fatigued over news stories.
Alan,
they do. Why are you saying no? It's the truth.
Because think of it. They killed so many people in Ukraine that caused the war, blah, blah.
Whoever done it, like Russia. But basically, you're talking about something you don't even know about.
Yeah, because I get depressed if I watch the news.
So you
but like, they cleared out a load of the population in Ukraine, like the dispersed them all around the world, the craters, and like they're living down.
But the war is still going on.
Electric Picnic was intense. Like, it's absolutely horrendous. Like, what's
being
done?
That's what happens.
But Alan, there's no need for war.
Everyone,
because it's just
somebody
somewhere is just greedy and wants like,
Vladimir
money,
Putin.
But someone put a bullet in that lad to fuck.
She can't. He's living in a compound in the middle of Siberia.
I was in a compound all week in Africa, like not being smart.
Yeah, but this is a different compound. Like,
they They can.
Believe you me, there's people trying to get him.
His own people, if they wanted to, are people like they could get to someone.
Yeah, but there was a plot.
There was
a plot filed.
Look at your man that done the Twin Towers.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I do, Alan.
You don't, because you're talking
about. Your man that done the Twin Towers, they got him. Pablo Escobar, they got him.
Osama bin Laden.
On Netflix, Osama, they got him. They can get to them if they want to get to them, Alan. They're all working together. It's all power, money, and
greed.
But
the thing is,
and the innocent people.
Yeah, America can't just jump in and attack Vladimir Putin.
They can, Alan.
They'll start a nuclear war.
The most powerful country in the world.
Yeah, they'll start a nuclear war.
Alan.
Do you not understand
this? Before the yoke happens, the nuclear thing. How did they let him build it to that to have nuclear weapons?
Because it's in his own country. They can't stop it.
Yeah, but they can, Alan. They're probably getting some of the bullets and stuff for it.
It's happened since the Cold War. Do you know what about the Cold War?
They knew he was doing that, like.
Do you know what the Cold War is?
No, I don't,
yeah,
Alan.
Exactly,
I don't want to know.
Yeah, but don't speak
in my little head, I don't want to know this.
Exactly.
It can
if you don't know.
Stop cutting me. It can all be stopped. Throat's tongue stuck straight in the mouth.
You're talking shy.
I'm not, like.
Kieran, you've a head in you that would love a 4-in-1 tap.
Alan, you know what? It'd be a right job because I'm that kettle over there and trying to look ahead getting it to boil, whereas your tap was just instant. I'd be able to jump up and make me own cup of tea. Do you know that kind of way?
Well, do you know what? There's a company that does that. QM Press.
Yeah, they're brilliant. So they are. Alan is brilliant. So he is. I'd be chatting to him a good bit. And actually, guys, they're up in the Ideal Home Show in the RDS this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Their stand is Q60. Definitely go check them out because they'll be showing off all their taps and sinks and all their accessories and stuff. But
I love a 4-in-1 tap now.
Yeah, I bet
you
would.
I mean, I make it on www.qmpress.ie and check out for more.
I'd love you now, 4-in-1 over there. We're able to give me now a good cup of scalding hot tea over by.
So anyway, we'll leave that. We'll leave our political talk now, will we, Kieran?
We'll leave it there now.
Yeah. Getting a bit head up.
Yeah, we'll have to get a can of Coke there. Coke there to calm down.
Look, tell us about South Africa, because it looked amazing from your stories. Like, you're out there building schools for the week.
Well, I wasn't doing much building.
Well, you were out kind of
liaising. Passing up a bit of sand and passing up stuff and helping put to, like, I helped.
But you were liaison.
I was doing a lot of the content more.
Were you the liaison officer, right?
Yeah, I was kind of like the, I was like, you ever watched Dermot Bannon? Mm-hmm. And Dermot and Patricia was the QS, the quantity severe. I was kind of like,
Patricia.
I was Patricia for the week. Yeah. I was kind of like Patricia for the week. So I was going around. But no, actually, I really enjoyed my time out there. And like, I actually captured great content and I have a load of stuff to put up and everything. Yeah,
the
really
main thing you were saying is a change of perception on life in general.
It's crazy.
You're actually kind of more calm.
Well, I'm exhausted, so that's probably why, to be honest. I'm
but you seem calmer than usual.
Because I'm exhausted.
And you have more of a positive outlook on life.
I know, you do, like, definitely. Look, when you go out and see, and it's not to sit here and be like, oh, look, we have a great life and all that kind of stuff and them creators, you know, but like, because they do, they have a lovely life. Like, they, like, it's sad to say, but they don't know no different. Like, you know, that kind of way. And like, what's really, like, I kind of, like, was talking to one of the teachers in the Don Bosco school out there, and she was saying that, like, when I went with Sister Florence for a drive, and we went to actually to see, say, like, when the students come in, they get trained, to get, like, a couple of weeks training, like there was a room there teaching people how to make beds. And, like, Shamini...
So giving them life skills, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, life skills, basically, like, so, like, hospitality and chefing and all that kind of stuff. But, like, me being me, like, do you know when you walk out and you're kind of like, oh, my God, like, they're to make beds, like, you know, they're, like, 16 to 20. And I, like, but then when they're explaining it to you, like, in the shacks that basically some of them are living in, like, they're on pallets.
Mm.
Like, they're actually on pallets up off the floor. They won't have a bed, like, you know. So to get their life skills in there, and then they go on work experience and, like, shadowing.
Yeah.
And then, like, a lot of them go on to get jobs. So near the end of the week, the Friday, Sister Florence brought me out to see some of the students that actually, like, done that, got their experience, got their skills, and went out and actually got jobs. Yeah. And, like, they're doing really, really well in it. But, like, it was just
a lot of poverty out there.
Oh,
also.
My God, it's really, it's so sad. Like, it's not that kind of way, but, like, they want so much better for themselves. But, like, as anyway, when I was coming back with Sister Florence, it was so weird because we went into Cape Town to one of the hotels. And when we were coming back out the road, like, it's like you just got a marker and draw a line across, like, the whole place. And you go from rich to literally so poor, and like, to shanty towns everywhere. Like, I mean, say, it's crazy. Like, it's absolutely crazy. And like, I was saying to one of the teachers when I went back anyway, she was in the office, that basically, I was like, it's like they nearly forgot about. And she was like, that Delft in Cape Town is actually known as the Forgotten City. She said that literally, like, years and years ago, I don't know how long back, whatever, but they literally brought all these people and just literally dropped them there and, like, gave them nothing, like, no help, nothing. Yeah. So, like, it's just, it's crazy. Like, so they can buy, one of the lads were telling me, they can buy, like, the plot that their house is on there. Like, Alan, it's the size of your kitchen here.
Yeah.
And, like, it's smaller even. And it, like, with the shed on it, so it's 4,000 rand. So, like, for 200 euro.
Okay.
But, like, that to them is massive money. You know, that kind of way. It's like, because even, like, when we were having the food and all out there every night, like, you know, like, the Friday night before we came back, like, I got a steak, like, 350 gram steak, like, your mushrooms, your pepper sauce, your chips. The food is unbelievable out there. And a bottle of wine, when you bring it back to euro for that, it was like 23 euro for a full bottle of wine and steak dinner.
Mm.
But, like, you were thinking out there, like, that was about 400 rand, or in around that 350, 400 rand. But, like, that's probably, like, 2 or 3 days wages to those people. So, like,
yeah,
they, and, like, they're so lovely. They were, like, telling me, like, on the site, the lads, like, oh, go up Table Mountain, go up Table Mountain, you can see. And, like, I was going back to in the car that evening, and I said to the lads, I was like, they're telling me to go see Table Mountain. Like, they've probably never seen Table Mountain or got to go up in it. You know, that kind of way. It's just, it's so weird, but, like, it's, as I was saying, like, it's like they didn't choose that life. It was chose for them. Like, you know, it's like they were born into those, like, shacks and all that kind of stuff. Because, like, the kids in the school over there that Streetwise built a play school is basically like the crash. So, like, you could go in and all the kids are there. Like, they're all, like, they get their nap time. Like, they're lying on a little mattress on the floor. They're so well looked after. Like, the ties, everything is amazing, all the stuff there. But, like, the teachers are fantastic. But now, the one thing that stuck with me, and I know, like, people were, like, one woman wrote to me, she was like, how many do you expect them to be? But, like, lads, honest God, picture this, like, you know, your house is, like, wet, like, if it was raining or whatever, like, blah, blah, or it's in a bad part on the site. Like, it literally galvanizes your roof, is your walls, you're sleeping on pallets. But then the kids are coming into school and even the parents, to the pride to take in their appearance. Mm. But that alone just shows how much they want to get better and better their lives. You know, that kind of way. It's like, but, like, the housing list for them, they were saying that, like, if you apply for a housing list, you're looking at 25 to 30 years to get a house.
Oh, jeez.
Like, and even when they get their house then, like, you know, lads, it's not... it's not like a three bed house here. It's not that kind of way. It's a small little house. But yeah, look, it's just so weird, the whole thing. And like, you'd come back and you'd be kind of like, Jesus, we do have it lucky.
Yeah.
We do complain a bit. I'm Mona Kieran. But basically, like,
yeah,
I'd have to pull it back a little bit. But look, that's me. There's nothing I can do about it. But like, I can't change me. But
you can, actually.
You can't. basically, I'll continue to moan, unfortunately. Sorry, lads. But that's me. But it's really weird. Like, you know, the kind of way. And like, we think we have it hard here. And like, don't get me wrong, it is hard here at the minute. Like, you know, with the cost of living and all that kind of stuff, it is going crazy. But it's just really, really sad out there. And it's kind of like, where the area is in Delft, like, it's like, say, it's really like, the way it was kind of said to me by one of the people out there, like, you know, that like, they can't feed their family. Like, they don't get any subsidies. Like, they don't get anything from the government. Some do, but a lot don't get anything from the government. So basically, if you're sitting in your house with your wife and yourself and two kids, say, and you've nothing to feed them, you are going to rob. No matter how you look at it, you are going to rob. And like, one lad was saying that, like, literally his brother robbed a street light thingy or whatever. And like, he fell, and like, he would have been fine. But like, the lads that were there actually murdered him, like, and he couldn't be identified or anything. Like, that's like, it was mad. Like, it's just, it's kind of sad in a way, because like, it's such a beautiful place, but it is, to me, I felt safe with the group I was with and all that kind of stuff and everything. But you wouldn't go out on your own. Like, do you know, I was coming out of the shop one day with Sister Florence and the other girl, and I had like my two phones, I had my work phone and my phone, and like, it was sticking out of my pocket, and Sister Florence like, no, like, don't, I'll take your phone or whatever. Like, we were going to get into the car, and this lad came running over to the car, and another one. All, I'll never skip around to the passenger side of the car in my life to get into it as quick as anything. But like, even the windows, like, if you're driving, we couldn't have our windows down or anything like that, because it was just so, it was scary, or the sense, like, or some place, like, if the traffic light is red, or say if it goes amber and you look ahead and see it going red, you just slow down, keep your car moving. Do you know that kind of way? Because hijacking is a big thing out there, that you literally can be pulled out of the car. Like, and as someone said to me, you can be literally pulled out of the car, and even if you did rob your phone or whatever and bait you for it, but like, even if you didn't have that, it could be just the wrong person and it'd actually murder you. Do you know, like, it's just like, it's mad. But like, do you know, but like, that's why I said, like, I won't come back and complain. Your tea is lovely tonight, Alan, and your mug and all that stuff. But brilliant experience and everything. Really, really glad I've done it. And I'm actually really proud of myself for doing it, because I left Orna, I left the kids, I left my work, everything. And like, I didn't really know the guys that I was going out with or anything like that.
Were you nervous going out?
Oh, shit in buckets. Yeah. Like, to start it, like, I had half a bottle of wine in the airport before I left, like, you know, that kind of way. And then I got onto the plane and realised Orna was in the hospital, the whole spring, you were cancelling the podcast, everything. I was like, this is all going tits up, and the money sitting on the fucking plane. And then basically,
dramatics.
Got out there then, the Sunday, and I was kind of calm, like, grand. But then I was like, we met other guys that were out there. And I was like, oh my God, what am I letting myself in for? Like, but I have to say, got onto the site, got into that compound we were in. It was so safe. The lads on the site, like, because like 15 lads are hired through Streetwise, like, for these couple of weeks that this is all being built. But like, they looked after us so well. Like, if you were going out, you made sure some of them came with you in the car and all that kind of stuff. But like, I went out three times outside the compound with the staff that were there. And I tell you, lads, mad experience. Like, mad. Like, I turned around to Trevor at one stage and I was kind of like, Trevor, if this car broke down now, oh, he was like, we're done.
Was Trevor the lad that had the burnt legs?
No, that was Spanky. That was from here in Ireland. Trevor was the chef. Trevor was out there.
Your man got awful scald on his legs.
Spanky, I said
spot the Irish. Two little lobsters hanging off.
It's like Pinky and the Brain, the two of us. He, Pinky, had the Brain for the week.
The Brain?
Yeah. Jesus. I had plaster on the sun lotion and the whole spang on him, but sure, he was all like, well, do you know what? I'd actually done him good, because one of the teachers came out with a creche and devoured him. Like, came out and devoured him, and he wore a tracksuit him for the rest of the week. I was like, well, good woman yourself. Spanky's on these lads now, you know, I'll get burnt once and I'll be grand, and you know, I got the burning, so I'll be all right, you know, the kind of
thing.
But in fairness to the lads that were out there, like, the work they had done was incredible, like, in how far
did
they got.
Did you do any building yourself?
A little bit.
Did you?
I'm not a builder. Like,
yeah, I know, but did you do any?
They were up on roofs, they passed up stuff and things, they passed up sand and things like that that I could do.
Well, you did a bit,
like,
so.
But look, my purpose of going out there was to basically highlight what Streetwise have done, how far they've brought it, to promote it a little bit. Like, the GoFundMe hit over 5,000 there and all that kind of stuff. That's 100,000 of their currency, like, you know, that kind of way. So like, that was my job going out there. But like, I'd like to think I helped them as best I could, but like, my purpose going out there was to show the project and what they've done, like. So, but really, really enjoyed it. But I have to say, I was so glad to get back home. Mad experience. I would advise people to do it. I don't think I'd be doing it for a long time again because I miss the kids in Orna so much, especially the kids. And I was just like, especially Bonnie, like, you know, that kind of way. Because, like,
Jesus, Bonnie, your favourite.
Bonnie's so alert, but she's my favourite daughter.
Oh,
I've only the one daughter, you see.
Have your favourite child.
Teddy's my favourite son. But the father daughter relationship is you sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah, your father prefers them.
No, they all prefer me. And
no, I doubt that now.
No, honest God. Like,
but it was a mad experience. And I think I did show it off well and all that kind of stuff. And hopefully I highlighted as well. But the charity is absolutely fantastic. And look, they're always looking for volunteers. There's going to be other projects going on out there. So definitely get in touch with them or follow their page and all that kind of stuff for any information. So yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me have that, Alan. No, you actually didn't interrupt me for once, which is really,
have
really
you
nice.
Nice coming up. I have a few nice things coming up now. I've my niece's first birthday this weekend in Sligo. So my sister's little baby girl, Nora. So I'm going up to celebrate her birthday.
Nora, lovely. I have daddy's anniversary mass on this Saturday night.
How many years is that?
I'm 30. Jeez, he'd be 32 year dead. Jeez. 1990.
Well, you were three, were
1990. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. 32 or 33 year dead?
33.
33 year dead, yeah, because I'm 30. Yeah, it's mad.
Because you were,
Jesus, mad, isn't it, though? 32. 1990, yeah.
That's very sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is sad. Like, you know, it's mad. Never knew him, but look, what can you do? Life goes on. You know, that kind of thing.
Do you remember him at all?
I only have one recollection of, like, I've, like...
Because you were nearly three.
See that scar down my finger?
Yeah.
That's the only recollection I have of him, but it's actually in the hospital. I can still see the corridor to this day, still see the rooms down along it, like, with the window and the door. And that's the only memory of him lying in the bed in the middle. It's the only memory I have. But saying that...
You remember him in the bed?
Yeah, saying that. Daddy's anniversary mass this Saturday night, and then my little nephew is 21... Saturday night, so we're going out for that, which should be good. A whole lot of us looters together, probably wrecked. And then that was it.
Hard though, isn't it? Like, you know, when you think of it,
well,
you know, you don't remember him.
But sure, Alan, what can I do? I'm saying
it's sad, like,
but sure, it is sad. But sure, there's so many sad things in the world. What can we do?
Yeah,
if you sit and dwell in it, because you couldn't,
yeah,
but you know, but like,
do you think you've ever dealt with it properly?
No, I think the last couple of years I have kind of started to deal with it properly. But my biggest thing is when I became a parent. And I spoke about another podcast there, I was on and stuff. But like, my biggest thing is when I became a parent.
Talking about another podcast?
Yeah, I was on another podcast here.
Actually, doing the dirt.
We're getting plug there. They're actually
anyone a plug now. Stop that.
Lovely women, so they are. But basically, where do we go from here? Podcast, brilliant. But I was saying to him that, like, when daddy died, he was 36 and I was 3. So when I'm 36, Teddy's going to be 3. And lads, it actually plays so much with your fucking head, you know, that kind of way. Because you look at them then and be kind of like, Jesus, was...
You're older now than your dad was.
You know, that kind of way. And it's kind of like, well, I'm not sure because I'm on 35, hon. Was he not? What age? 36.
Oh, he was 36, sorry.
Yeah, so basically... But you look at that now and think like, God, if anything was to happen to me, do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
What way would they be? Do you know that kind of way? But...
Jeez.
It's mad, but look, you can't dwell in it. But no. Therapy helped me 100%, definitely going to meal therapy and talking about it and all that kind of stuff.
I love the way you say therapy.
Therapy, because when I did
that's real Midlands. Therapy.
When I did
therapy. Therapy.
All right, hon, therapy. When I did become a parent, that was a mad experience. Like, it was so joyful, but there was also that part, like, fuck, I'm really responsible for these kids now. Do you know that kind of way? Yeah. Like, what happens if that happened to me? But that kind of way, but like, what can you do?
Yeah.
Like, if you sit and think like that, look, none of us know the day or anything like that kind of way.
So no, completely.
If you sit and think like that, but you went deep there on me.
I just knew you went deep.
No, you went deep. You started
saying
like
that.
I asked
you that question, a probe and question.
Have you ever dealt with it?
No, but Jesus, I was just genuinely asking. I was interested, like. No, I'm just saying, like. But yeah, no, I was saying, so I have my little niece's, Nora's, first birthday coming up. The little crater, she's so cute. Loves her grub. Her birthday coming up this weekend. And then the following weekend, her friend Gary and Nando are getting married in Adair Manor. So that'll be...
Alan, you have so... Do you know, you have more weddings than a hotel, I'd say.
No, I don't have that many.
Alan, you do.
Eight this year.
Eight.
Yeah.
There was more than eight last year in the last podcast. You had nearly...
Oh, you had more last
82
year,
cousins
like,
or something or whatever.
85
now. Oh, who actually, like...
I was
my
cousin Joanne was on to me messaging saying I've never given her a shout out. So cousin
Joanne.
Joanne
cousin Joanne as well.
She's from Tipperary.
On the Joannes. Come here, you done the ancestry thing?
So yeah, I've sent that off. So Peter did it. We always thought he was either a bit of Spanish Egyptian or Italian or Maltese or something or Greek.
I'd say there's a bit of Italian in him. I'd say, I don't know what's in
him. No, there was 95% Irish. He got his back. 95% Irish, 3% Scottish, 2% Welsh. We were a bit shook and disappointed over it.
I'd be a bit disappointed.
Because we all full sure. I don't know. I'm still waiting for mine to come back. What do you mean, how did it? You just go on it, log in, buy it. €69.
69.
It was down to... There's you with your... That was your first innuendo of the night.
€69.
So I thought South Africa had changed it.
It'll be good to see. I asked you, look, you can't... I told you, I can't
change it. So I'm dying to see now what the crack is. So do you know what? Do you know what's happening a lot these days? People are finding half siblings and they're finding, stuff. There's secrets coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Where families marrying your cousin. Not marrying your cousin.
But you know what?
It's the hills of eyes here.
Do you think of Adam and Eve?
How about them?
Adam and Eve got together, right?
See, I don't believe in Adam and Eve. I believe in evolution.
What's that mean?
Evolution. Well, see, there's the people, religious people, whatever, believe in Adam and Eve, that God just put them down in the earth, blah, blah, blah. But evolution is just how, we all started off with kind of cells and then grew into these small little microorganisms and then grew into little reptiles and then went into the dinosaurs. And we evolved from monkeys and that's how it all went. That's evolution. So there's no Adam and Eve.
I was just going to say, but Adam and Eve were really all related anyway, because Adam and Eve, if Adam and Eve had babies, then their babies, do you know what I mean?
I don't believe in Adam and Eve, so I don't think that's how it all happened, because science proved.
Well, you taught us in school, Adam and Eve. Do you believe in insanity?
Huh? We don't know. We might have people underage now listening. Yeah. If there is anyone underage listening, parents, stop having them listen to this shite. But I don't believe in Adam and Eve. So
that's mad, isn't
it? But why would I? I not religious.
Crick my neck and everything. You're tired and it's hit me for a long time.
Right, so we'll have to finish up now. If you're already Mona Corrigan.
Can I tell it really quick before we go? You're watching David and Victoria.
Oh, the Beckham documentary. Yeah, started last night. Brilliant. Phenomenal.
Absolutely brilliant. I've finished last episode and I go.
There's something lovely about them, isn't there?
Just the two of them are adorable. You know that kind of way.
There's something she's real sneery. Do you know she's dog called Olive. Come sit up here beside me, Olive, so I can seem nicer. And the little wry smile
did
on her face.
Did he have the affair?
I didn't get to that part yet, but...
Do you think? I think he did. I think
happened and they're not really...
I think it was the only part in the series where he actually cried. Yeah. He welled up, there was something there. But
Rebecca Lewis, remember her?
They're all the stronger
She was on that reality show and she had to wank a pig as part of a challenge.
Sure, she ranked worse.
To be fair, we all have.
But come here, I don't know where you have to throw me there now, to be honest. The Beckhams, So, really, really good.
Very good, yeah.
Any other scandal in the news this week before we go?
No, I can't think of anything else now. It's all just doom and gloom and misery, and I'm trying to steer clear of it. Do you know what I mean? Because you get caught up in it all.
Are we back to having a guest next week? Did you sort a guest for next week?
We have a few very good guests lined up now, and we'll announce very soon. Yeah, I know we have a few good... good one. So it's nice to take a break and just have us. Well, the listeners are probably like, geez, I'm sick of the two of them talking.
They need
an intermediate.
Thanks so much to anybody that is sharing the podcast and listening to all that stuff, because we do appreciate it. And we do really enjoy it. I know
we have a lot of loyal listeners, so we're very appreciative.
I think we need to do a show.
Well, sure, we can look at it after the season, can't we?
We need to do a show or something like that. Sure,
we'll watch this space.
Watch this space. But come here, thanks a million, lads, for listening again. Really appreciate it. Alan's going to make me a lovely cup of tea now and might give us a little chalky bar. And then I'm going to hit the road and
cha-cha.
Mind yourselves, lads. Thanks a million for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll be out every Wednesday on all platforms.
Won't be out. The podcast will be out every Wednesday.
But we'll be out on the podcast.
And will we get number one this season?
Jeez, you're obsessed with number one. Anyway, make sure to listen and share and like and rate.
And get us to number one.
Because it really gets us up higher on the podcast platform.
Thanks so much. Make sure to tell everybody and we really appreciate you.
Thanks a million.
Have I to do you again next week?
You're not doing me. You're recording the podcast.
Next week.
Be careful with your words.
Oh, good luck, lads. Thanks a million. Thanks a million for tuning in. Look, it's all about engagement, isn't it, and views.
This episode was brought to you by QM Press InstaBoil 4-in-1 Taps. That's www.qmpress.ie.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.